Ben and Reed, the New England Brewing Co. here in Urawa. We take the spent grain every, or you know, twice, three times a week. It sort of amounts to about, I suppose, a tonne a week. And we've made up a ration for our own lambs that we're sourcing, like, locally off other farmers, and we're breeding a fair few of our own. So we've just about got it nutted now. We've been doing a few, but they, you know, they were just, they weren't what we were after, so now we've got it now. We've next, in the next week, for Australia Day, and ready for a big thing, a festival here in Urawa, seasons in New England.
What does the spent grain have that your traditional grain doesn't?
Well, it's got the beer flavour through it, and that's sort of where we were headed to, something different that no one else has got, you know. Nutritional values stays the same. It's the same as any other grain you use anywhere in the world, I suppose, but the beauty about it is it's when they cook it, the calcium comes out of the grain, which therefore means you can feed the lambs the grain until it comes out their ears. Normally, if you've got lambs on a self-feeder, you put them on and you've got to ration them into it, X amount per week and stuff like that, otherwise you can blow the lamb. But this spent grain seems to be, they just eat it and eat it all day.
How are the lambs looking on that spent grain?
Amazing, yeah, really good. You can taste the little bit of the flavour that comes through them. It's what we're after. I was hoping not for too big of an overpowering taste, but yeah, it's worked a treat. And I mean, they don't look any different to any other lamb, but I know what they're doing and what they've eaten, and it's created a big interest for the business.
You've been working on this for a year now. What kind of testing procedures and trial and error did you go through?
It's been a lot. In the start, I nearly give up because it was just that hard of work. I just, you know, weighing them every daily, like weekly. We got the grain tested at the DPI, and when it came back, we worked out there was a few little minor glitches that we needed to fix in the grain for them to put on weight. So then we started shanning it in, like we made a ration out of barley and stuff like that, faba beans, chickpeas, which are high in protein and stuff like that, but it also counteracted a few little things that we had the problems with.
What's the advantage of doing it this way? Obviously, it's an interesting product, so it's going to create consumer interest, but is there any benefit more broadly?
I'd hope that it'd be something that, a point of difference. Being a small business, that's pretty much the standout thing you need, I think, to survive, and that's all I was hoping for. Plus, I have a passion for it. I love beer, so it goes hand in hand, I suppose. So, and it's worked. It's as I said, it wasn't easy, and I nearly give up on it. I'm glad I didn't, because it'll be worth it, yeah.
Speaking of worth, so obviously a premium product.
It is. Probably won't be able to get too much more for it, because everything's at its absolute peak at the moment. But as I said, it goes back to having a point of difference. You know, no one else has got it, so that's one of them things.
Will it be an ongoing product that you'll do?
Oh, sure. We hope to, by the end of 2016, be fully self-sufficient for lamb for our butcher shop, Dale's Downtown Meats. Yeah, the whole lot, every bit of lamb that comes through here, we hope to be bred and sourced. Like, when I say sourced, so store feeding, like buying off. I've got a few producers that I buy off regularly, so that's where we're headed to.
How are you going to market the beer lamb? What are you going to call it?
Well, I suppose there's not much you can call it. It's beer-fed lamb. We've made a brand as such for our property, our business out there. So that's sort of, it's been labelled pretty much the Rosehill beer-fed lamb.
Talk us through the taste. If I marinated lamb in a beer marinade, would I get the same flavour as buying it from you?
Personally, like, if meat's done right and everything's done right, it should have its own flavour. Personally, I'd marry up the lamb with a nice beer, and that sort of stand out, yeah.